All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send salutations and peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected ulama, beloved elders, our dear educators and fellow learners, I greet you with the Islamic
College, Masjidul Furqan and the extended family, we would like to wish and everyone a Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a blessed week ahead, inshaAllah. Our speaker for today is our very own CEO of Islamia, Sheikh Sadullah Khan. So without further ado, I hand over to Sheikh Sadullah Khan. Shukran.
Basically, what he said was he's introducing me, so here I am. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin wa ala ashabihi wa ala jami'i al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Kareem ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, Nourisher, and Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, educators, principals, learners, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone present here at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We have quite a few things recently that are new. We have resumed the new school term this week. We have just started the new Hijri year last week. And we have just had the South African national elections and a new government will be inducted at the opening of the 7th Parliament next week on the 18th of July. There is an assumption usually that new is better, or at least new is supposed to be better. As for the new term, schooling was interrupted after one day due to severe inclement weather, cyclone in some parts and flooding in many parts of the city and in the Western Cape, snow. And this has led to some homes being destroyed and properties being damaged and even lives being lost. And the first thing we must realize is that we live in a universe of cause and effect, the consequence of which are inescapable. We remind ourselves that fire will always burn, diseases will continue to infect, time will continue to age, germs do destroy, water still drowns, and all of these facts and these realities have moral and social implications. And all of these are realities with which we have to contend, and each of these challenges our existence and our very humanity. But what is common to all of these hazards is that just in a moment, a life can be lost, an area can become flooded, inhabitants having their lives disrupted, and things sometimes not return to normal for some time thereafter. But these natural incidences serve as proof that we as human beings, as powerful as we assume ourselves to be, we have no real control over the major forces of the planet that we inhabit. Each disaster that we witness serves the purpose of reminding humankind of our inherent weaknesses. It reminds us of our enduring vulnerability, specifically in the face of the forces of nature, making us realize that neither the wealth that we have, nor the authority, neither the science nor our technology has real power to resist the basic fundamental forces of nature, which are greater than ourselves. We are also reminded, and as we said farewell to the old year and entering the new year, Allah did not make this world a permanent place. This is but a temporary world. إِنَّمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ, with a provision for a little while. And everything here in this world is finite, and all things have a time limit. Neither are the good things of this world forever, nor are the bad things eternal. Rather, all of these challenges us. And the greatest of the challenges we face in these kind of hazardous, tragic, challenging situations is how we respond to such challenges. Because with one unanticipated event, life can drastically change. It can change in ways we never thought possible. And our circumstances tomorrow may be different from our circumstances today. And therefore, life is about change. And challenges will come up and affect some of those changes. It is how we are able to deal with these challenges, with these realities, that we will determine how we chart the course of our lives. Because life owes us no favor. Life is the way it is. It's the manner that we cope with life's challenges that makes a difference to our individual lives. And be rest assured, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Be rest assured that we will go through challenges, challenges which may affect our property, our lives, our health, fruits of our labor. But all of this should be and could be and must be patiently borne by those people who have faith, who recognize from Allah we come, and everything we have is from Allah, and unto Allah is our eventual return. The new Islamic year 1446 has commenced with the month of Muharram. Muharram is the first month of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar and dates back to the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Yathrib, or from Mecca to what is now Medina, Medina Munawwara. And this migration of the Prophet occurred in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, by the way. But 10 years after that, it was used as a measure in the time of Sayyidina Umar, in fact, to begin the Islamic calendar with the migration of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina. But from that migration, which is the initiation of our calendar, we should note that just as physical migration and perseverance is an important milestone, because the Prophet and his companions and his family, they were being persecuted, and that to find secure avenues to perpetuate the truth and to pursue the establishment of peace through justice. And that's why they went to Medina. But this physical migration and perseverance on their part is an important milestone on the road to establishing world peace and world justice. It's an intellectual and a spiritual migration from the subjugated minds to an awakened spirit which is of significance and importance. So the hijrah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar, is not only an historical event, but one that in fact changed the very course of history itself. At the same time, historically we reflect. Before the time of the Prophet, the migration in the time of the Prophet, and subsequent events after the time of the Prophet, all of this part of the continued legacy of Islam. So we bid farewell to the old year by celebrating Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's commitment to Allah, displayed through his willingness of sacrificing his beloved son, test, merely a test, and Ismail's willingness to be prepared to be sacrificed. We welcome the new year by commemorating the migration of Rasulullah from Makkah to Medina, beginning the period of enlightenment and a global civilization. But it's also the month that subsequently after the Rasul, and something we disgustingly shy away from mentioning sometimes. The month we remember the martyrdom of the Prophet's beloved grandson, who was most beloved to the Prophet, whose death the Prophet foresaw, whose death he mentioned, of whom he said, Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein, ahabba Allah man ahabba Husayna. Sometimes even our religious leaders shy away completely from even mentioning Hussein. And this is disgusting. It's got nothing to do with sectarianism, nothing to do with madhab. Hussein is the grandson of the Rasul, he was a Sahabi, speak about him as such. Keep your sectarianism and your excuse, your lame excuse of sectarianism to yourself. So, we celebrate and commemorate rather the martyrdom of the Prophet's grandson who stood up for truth and for justice. It's because of our negation, of our undermining of his legacy that we find the Yazidis on the throne of the Arab lands who can do nothing to respond to the crimes being perpetrated against people in Palestine. So co-opted, so corrupted, so bought over sellouts who have the blood of Yazid in them and not the memory of Hussein at heart. So in the legacy of Imam of Nabi Ismail, who was willing to be sacrificed, willing to be sacrificed. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh my father, do as you've been commanded, you will find me patient. Again, patient perseverance. Ismail, Musa alayhi salam's willingness to go and lead his people, take on the fight against the oppressors. It's all about fighting oppression, against injustice, against taghut, against dhulm, against shirk. They stood up. We spoke about dhulm, all about shirk and so on, and we leave out some of the key figures because of our sectarian bias, our own sectarian bias. So Ismail prepared to be sacrificed. Musa alayhi salam was prepared to go into the water, and Allah split the waters for him to travel. He was prepared to go through that. The enemies were flooded. Musa alayhi salam was saved. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتْكُونَ مِنْ خَلْفِكَ آيَةٌ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. And Fir'aun was drowned, and his body is still in the museum in Cairo. Allah did save his body for us to see, as the Quran mentions. And Imam Hussein was not only willing and prepared, but he was sacrificed. And he was sacrificed and killed by Muslim people, like we have our own people turning against one another. And the strange part is when they killed that grandson of the Prophet, they killed it by saying takbir. Kya tamasha hua Islam ke takdeer ke saath? Kya tamasha hua Islam ke takdeer ke saath? Qatl shabbir hua nara-e takbeer ke saath? What happened to the fate, to the legacy of Islam? They kill Hussein while mentioning Allah's name. All of them, whether it be Ismail alayhi salam, or whether it be Musa alayhi salam, Hussein, or our revolutionary leaders throughout history, the Twangurus and the Sheikh Yusufs and Imam Abdullah Harun. These are people who walked in that line, a line that makes us cowards uncomfortable. It makes the cowards among us very uncomfortable. So fighting for truth and dignity, even at the cost of death. You know, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, looking at Palestine, hadith documented in the Sunan of Abu Dawud, an authentic hadith, Rasulullah said, Yushikul umam an tada'a alaykum kama tada'a al-akala ila qas'atiha. His hadith is long, and he said the people will soon summon one another. What we're seeing now in the West, exactly happening now, according to the hadith. The people will summon one another to attack you as people when inviting others to share a meal. Someone asked, Ya Rasulullah, at that time when they want to attack us, will we be few in number? He says, no. Bal antum kathir. You will be lot. You'll be, you know, walakinnakum ghutha'an ka ghutha'i sail. You will be tremendous. You'll be like the scum on the water that flows when you see it. And scum doesn't sink, by the way. It floats on the water. There's no benefit to the ground. You can see it, but it doesn't do anything. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, then how come we won't be able to defend ourselves? How come we won't be able to fight back? He said, Al-Wahn, because of Wahn. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is Wahn? He said, your love for materialism, for possession, for wealth, for positions, and your fear of death. Something which neither Musa, nor Ismail, nor Hussein had. No fear of death. We are witnessing the colossal tragedy in Palestine. The ummah under attack, and we all say, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ. All believers are like, you know, one body. You know, we are like one body. If any part is afflicted, the rest of the body feels pain. We know the hadith in and out. إِذِ اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُدْوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسِّهْرِ وَالْحُمَى. If any part is affected, we all feel. Where do we feel it? Where is it? Where's the army? 9 months has gone almost. They've massacred people. Massacred, over 18,000 children have been massacred. Where's the response? Where's the ummah? Where are the ulama? Where are the governments? Ulil amr. Where are they? See, currently we see puppet rulers, often installed and propped up by external powers, prioritizing their personal interest over the well-being of their own people. I saw a video yesterday of a person who jumped over the wall because into Egypt, and they beat him, almost beat him to death for jumping over the wall onto the Egyptian side. Those people are mockers than even the Zionists. The man jumped for his life over the wall on Egyptian side. They beat him almost to death. You see, they prioritize their personal interest over the well-being of their people, breeding even a sense of apathy among the masses. And then sectarian divisions, propounded by many clergy, not all, not most, but many clergy, further compounds the issue. As clergy members very often represent their groups, we are Salafi. Not that Salafi, we are the Madkhali Salafis, not that Salafi. We are Barelvis, not that Barelvi, Tahir al-Qadir is Barelvi. We have our own sectarianism, subsectarianism, and subsectarianism. Our enemies don't require to be our enemies. We have made enough enemies amongst ourselves. And all they need to do now in Muharram is create a fitna. Oh, Hussein was a Shia thing. Don't talk about Hussein. Very good. Now we make debate. Instead of speaking about Hussein, the truth about him, now we debate about Madahib. They get us busy like monkeys among these things, and we fall for the trick every year. Every year, we fall for the trick. Speak the facts. Speak the truth. Don't speak about Madahib. Speak about the facts, about people, the lessons we can learn from it. No, you don't speak about it. It's a political thing. Look at what's happening politically all over the world. It's because of politics that we are slaves. Because of politics, we have no army. Because we've given our political authority to the Yazidis of our time. Some key clergy in key positions, supposed guardians of Islamic principles, have in many cases been co-opted by political forces. Manipulation of religious leaders by those in power have stifled any real collective resistance against oppression and has given unwarranted legitimacy to suppressing popular support for just causes like Palestine. People are being arrested. People are being deported for wearing a Palestinian scarf in Muslim lands. Shameful and disgusting. Despite a part of the ummah being openly brutalized and massacred and obliterated, witnessed daily by us as worldwide televised genocide. We see it happening. We don't read about it, we see it. The Muslim world has not responded. Perhaps it's because we have lost the Musawi, Ismail, and Husseini spirit. Because we have been co-opted. We are cooperating. We have sold out to the highest bidder, some of our leaders, cooperating and co-opted, collaborating, and having an attitude of selfish self-interest, corruptible and corrupted. And this brings me to the third point. The new government in our country, cry the beloved country indeed, a government of national unity, a concocted compromise of not the best of people who can lead. The hope, you know, the transition of a former liberation movement into political party has not led to good governance. The dream of power to the people, Amandla and Awetu and all that, an equal opportunity has not materialized in South Africa. We are still the most unequal country in the world. The ruling elites originating from the former liberation movements in South Africa have demonstrated that they are less interested in democracy, which they said they fought for, than they are in pursuing their self-interest and the retention of power. The hope and faith of the majority vested in the liberation movements is being taken advantage of by those who get into politics to feed their own stomachs through looting and stealing and lying. Our healthcare system is on crutches. The Freedom Charter's resolution, the people shall share in the country's wealth, is still an aspiration far removed 3 decades after democratic majority rule. Municipalities are struggling under the yoke of corruption and poor service delivery. Municipalities are struggling. Hospitals, public transport, schools, and security is compromised. And now we have rather a dubious government of national unity, which is so compromised that one wonders how the principles that people fought for and died for in the struggle, how those principles will be affected, because some of the people who are sitting there right now reflect the exact values and the mentality of people who oppressed us. Well, if we elect incompetent, corrupt, self-serving politicians for positions of political leadership, then we are not victims of the state, but we are accomplices to their crimes. We need genuine leaders, whether it be religious or political, with sincerity of intention, with ikhlas and niyyah, hadaf min al-amal. They must have clear objective in holding their position, bi sharaf wa ihtiram, with honorability and respect, and fulfilling the amana. It's a trust. Our time that we have is a trust. We come to school, opportunity to learn. The principal was saying to the students the other day, the opportunity that you have, the opportunity afforded to you is a blessing. Take advantage of it. All of these are amana, is a trust Allah gives us. And Allah says, even in trust, whether the contracts or dealing with people, but even amongst ourselves, even in governance, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمْ بِالْعَدْلِ. Let justice be the primary feature in how you deal in engaging with society and social affairs. You see, true leaders want to serve. This we learn from Nabi Ismail and Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Musa and from Imam Hussein. We learn true leaders want to serve and through their service acquire authority, which becomes manifested in the involvement and concern for the welfare of the people. Keeping in mind the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum, hadith documented by Ibn Asakir, the leader of the people serves the interests of the people. And each one of us, whether we are principals of a school or teachers or head of a household or mosque committee or madrasa or whatever we are, business, we are responsible for ourselves and those under us. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun ra'iyya. Each one will be accountable for that which under his or her protection and care. And if you are in any form of leadership position, there must be love flowing from you to the people, and there must be a sense of love solicited. Rasulullah said in hadith, documented in Sahih of Imam Muslim, khiyaru a'immatikum alladhina tuhibbunahum wa yuhibbukum. Khiyaru a'immatikum alladhina tuhibbunahum wa yuhibbunakum. The best of your leaders are those whom you love and they too love you. So as we engage the new term in the new year, the pertinent question for an uncertain future in the most troubled time in our history is how are we committed to the pursuance of excellence and goodness to make ourselves and to make the world a better place? And how much of the selfless, courageous, and principled spirit of Nabi Musa, of Nabi Ismail, and Imam Hussein are we prepared to imbibe as we have learned from the legacy we have acquired and the history of our past? Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
We say shukran to Sheikh Sadullah Khan. May Allah bless Sheikh and grant Sheikh a long and healthy life, inshallah. Once again, Islamia has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah, and once again allowing the opportunity for one of our brilliant Islamia students to perform the Arabic khutbah and the salah. Hafiz Abdullah Palika, graduate of Jam'iyatul Qura, will be delivering the Arabic khutbah as well as leading the Jumu'ah salah. The first adhan will be rendered by Hamza Qasim, the second adhan by Hafiz Muhammad Al-Sa'adi, and the iqama by Hamza Qasim, all students who are currently matriculants at Islamia. I kindly ask if all musallis can stand and please fill in any gaps so that there is no time wasted between the khutbah and salah. Shukran wa alaikum salam.
Inshallah, while the musallis are making their way to fill all the gaps, inshallah, we invite each and everyone, inshallah, for this coming Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, inshallah, we'll be starting soon after Asr. Wednesday coming, inshallah, soon after Asr for our annual Muharram program. Each and everyone, males and females, are welcome to join us. The reminder and the nasiha will be given to us, inshallah, by our Honorable Sheikh Sa'adullah. Again on Wednesday, inshallah. So we'll start soon after Asr with the Khatm al-Quran, bit of dhikr, adhkar, du'as, and nasiha by Sheikh Sa'adullah, inshallah. And supper will be served after Maghrib, inshallah. Iftar as well, inshallah. Supper will be served for iftar also, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن الله أكبر الله أكبر
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأيها المسلمون اتقوا الله فإن الله مع المتقين وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته صدق رسول النبي الكريم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فاتقوا الله يا أيها المسلمون قال الله تعالى في شأن رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت واعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما فمن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم الله
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين وما تسألهم عليه من أجر إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين. وكأين من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون. أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم غاشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم انصر إخوان المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان وخاصة في فلسطين. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، فأنت الميسر يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دارك دار السلام. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.